So I just saw today a diuk. That is over there. It's further down the way. So the Gemara talks about a few instances of Yesh Koine Olamoy B'Shalachas. Gemara talks about it by. Anyone called it talks about it by Yehudaya, and the Gemara talks about it by the execution of Hanina
Absent
ben Tradion. Who?
already.
Who?
The washerwoman already to this.
Yeah. So, Zokta Marsha, Pshat. Let me just find it. And Zara. So he says, Yira, Bezesh, Diktik Loimar, Bekol Echon, Oilamoi, Shekoine Oilamoi, Lefi Madrigasoi, Kedemrin, Sheshtachot Sadik, Mechitza Befniatzma, Ahu de loy kana oilam barak b'shachas shenera gviyatim na oilam v'loy zochal madrega yoyisa gedela liknes oilam b'kam shaner. Everyone says that Rebbe saw that Elazar ben Derdaya, right? He was doing znus his whole life, whatever various he was doing, and then all of a sudden he did tshuva, and since he did tshuva, his heart left him through the tshuva process. And Bacha Rebbe Vamar Yesh Koine Olamoy B'Shachas. So Pashup Shat, and I don't know, it was like very unbelievable. Like Rebbe would say, wow, you see how great a person can reach in one moment. But what's the Bechia? What's the cry of Rebbe? So he Masha says a Pshat over here. The reason I'm saying it is because we shtelled on this Diuk in the Mesillas Yesharim says that. In your world, which we explained, your world means your particular mission. And it's like you're created, and everything in the world was created to be your world because it's there, klape you. Your experiences in the world and the way you interact with the world and the way you see the world is all for your personal mission. And every other person sees it and experiences it. And interacts with it the way they do because they need it for their particular mission in life. So Rebbe said, Yesh Kena Oilomoy Pshachas means this guy reached his oilom, means he reached his tachlis and he reached his full potential. He was mashlim, his oilom, Pshachas. So he cried and he's like, how pathetic is this that a guy in one shah already reached his whole tachlis? Most other people, it takes them a whole lifetime to reach it. So he says. He says, unless I'm reading wrong, he says, Yira Bizet, Shadiktik Loimar, Bechol Echad Oilomai, Shekhoina Oilomai Lafimadrigasoi, Kedamrinan Sheish the Chol Tzadik, Mechita Bifneatsoi. Avabacha Rebbe, Ahahu de Loikon Oilomar Akbashachas. He feels bad for the person that in one moment was kind of it. Vyatsimina Oilom, Loizacha Lamadrega Hayoisir Gedoila. To work on Olamai means that you have a much bigger Olam than the other guy. Right? Imagine a guy, right?
Is that predetermined or?
I mean, to some degree. So the pshat is that he had a challenge and he had a mission to do it. Once he did it, he's done.
Why is it funny? I understand this.
Because he's saying it's a much higher level for a person that they have to work on reaching their Olam. It's a whole lifetime. Means they were expected to accomplish a lot more. Imagine you hire two Shmuel. We're going on a mashal here. Mark it down for the mashal collection. So imagine you have very simple. You have two people, and you hire each one for a project in the company. Right? So now. After a week, one guy's done. The other guy, it's 2, 3 years into the project, he's not done yet. So you could say that the first guy's a lot smarter than the second guy. It took him a week. The other guy's 2 years later, he's not done yet. Or you could say the first guy, like I gave him a very simple project. Just build this, build a couple, build this and that, and you're done. The other guy got a much more complex and involved project to do. He had to revamp the entire systems of the company. So it's a 2 3 year project. So the more he, so obviously it's a simon that his project is much more involved and his capabilities are much more involved. So the guy that finished Olamoy, Psha'achas, so that's all he had to do in this world.
So the key was of how small that guy's tafkid was.
Yeah. That he didn't have an opportunity to have a bigger Olam.
An opportunity.
I'll read you the words.
Yeah, but the
Shkiner,
if he achieved it, he achieved it. So then that's what he was sent here to do.
what are
That's
we
a come.
supposed
Why
to
it's
know?
worth crying? Why someone? Why cry over that? He did it.
Right. No, I. So maybe. So what's that? Now I'm reading it again. Either he means that he's crying because he was given. It's a lowly thing. It's not a, wow, I have a much better, or maybe if both people talk have the same mission, maybe Seka is saying a Kiddush, that it's better to struggle and
Yeah.
steig than to just get it through one big thing.
Yeah. That sound, yeah. Sure. The other way, just like Rick was told us about the Segulas, he said, you know what the problem with Segulas is? They work.
Not that they don't work.
If they work, because you short change the whole process of growing.
Right. The Vilna Goyen says, the Vilna Goyen, and there's a whole Gemara in Bava Basra that talks about how there's two people. One is doing Shaloi Lashma and one is doing Lashma. So he basically says that the guy that's doing Shaloi Lashma is gonna end up, the guy that's doing Lashma can never keep up with the guy doing Shaloi Lashma. You can never keep
Oh.
up. It's very simple. Why? Because the guy that's doing Shaloi Lashma,
Oh, yeah.
he's doing it with his Yetzirah. The guy that's doing with the Shaloi Lashma is busy defeating the Yetzirah, right? So he can't do as much. So he can't do as much, so then you're telling me he's gonna accomplish less? Texas, his steiging is what we're saying. His steiging is from the process itself. The other guy is busy with the result. The Shalom guy just wants the result.
That's called a Golo Himan, the Yisra Golo Himan.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
That's.
Right. But the guy that's in the doing Lishma, he doesn't care about the result. He cares about the process itself. So it's the but everyone, what I see from Masha is the same idea of this Olamoy thing. That there's an Olamoy for each person. Each person, Yesh Koine Olamoy, means he finished his Olam. His Olam is done. And that's what the Mitzvah Sharm says as well. Yeah, that Yesh Kodesh Olamoy, meaning to say that Machoi Vasoi Bo Olamoy. Okay. Now, V'hinei Samay Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Adam B'Rab B'Makim Sh'Rabim Bo Yamarchiki Moisei Mimenu Yizbarach V'Heim Heim Ataybus Achomriyas. A person is in this world that even though the neshama has a tachlis, but his physical body distracts him from it. He's put into a tremendous battle. Everything in this world, is a nisayon. Whether it's oini or oisher. Now, what is the hemshech of what he's saying here? And there's a constant insight. What is he trying to say with that? I think what he's trying to say with that is that on the one hand, he's busy telling us that the ikar is dveikus and the ikar is ruchnius and the ikar is our neshama. And then he says, then he just throws in, meaning somewhere HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but HaKadosh put that neshama in a place with a lot of taivis and chumris and a physical body. And then he says that everything is in his sight. What does he mean? The constant challenge of life is in lies therein, lies right there. The challenge of life is comes from that mitzvah. An animal doesn't have challenges, you just do it. You go. The challenge of life is, can a person live neshamadik, or will a person end up living through their guf? What is going to be kaveh their decisions in life? What's going to be kaveh the way they live their life? Is it going to be the neshama, and they're going to be uplift themselves from the neshama, or is it going to be the guf, which is going to pull them down? So, and every single nisayon in life is based on that challenge. And that's why we're in a constant state of nisayon, because we can't avoid that mitzvah. That means we have constantly two conflicting voices weighing in on our decision-making process. We have the guf saying, whatever, eat more or don't eat more or whatever,
Sleep on.
sleep more. And then the neshama says, get up, go, don't be lazy. So this is a constant struggle in life, that there is no situation in life that you can avoid that struggle. And that's why, and that's just what life is. So I see he's gonna expand on that more. That's why he's saying this. He says, whether you're poor or rich, why? Because if you're rich, the goof says, get covered, and want more, and then the neshama says, no, Adrabba, now you can relax. Don't take the, keep it for other people. Don't let other people know about it, etc. And the oini is, does a person get despondent? When does a person have emunah, etc. Hashalva, a person has an easy going life, so when they get lazy, they don't care. Versus yisurin, how do they respond? So everything in life is this struggle back and forth. We'll go into more detail, but that's where he left us. Okay, we'll continue next week.